Slacker and Steve.
If you're in a relationship, there's a new term that you need to learn, and I'm just learning it, and it scares the crap out of me.
I'm learning it along with you, but the examples are spot on.
It's called micro-cheating.
Yeah.
And your mate may be doing it right now. You may be doing it right now. And it doesn't, micro-cheating, from what I understand, I haven't read all these, there's not like relations. This is like, that's why it's micro.
You're
it's
right. Just like subtle little things that, like Slacker said, we may not even know we're doing these to our partner or they're doing it to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of them are bigger than others, but the subtle ones are like, I mean, I don't think I'm doing them. I hope my wife's not doing them. Excuse me.
Tonight.
All right. So number one in their micro cheating, like list of things, they keep their profile on a dating site.
Oh,
I feel like that's not really my, I mean, it could be an oversight. It could be just like, you're on Tinder and that's where you hooked up and you're just like, I don't want to delete my profile. I really love my screen name.
Oh, that's you. Plus it takes time to redo it all.
And just in case we don't work out, can I just deactivate?
Basically, that's what it comes down to right there. Okay, so you and I, this implodes.
Yes, they say if you're not a micro cheater, you need to delete your profile within a few weeks of dating somebody seriously.
Okay.
Can I
delete for
good? Is there like a dormant thing? Because have you ever done it? Like for me, like getting the right profile name. Like I use Slacker in a lot of my profile names. But the word slacker is something a lot of hipster doofus dudes use. So getting the words, I can almost never get it. So some play on slacker.
Oh, I see.
Slacker is the cool dude or whatever.
Or
is
slacker
my screen name.
3,648.
Right. I don't want to be that. So I'm just saying, I don't want to delete my profile right away.
So your love for her is so minimum that you can't.
Getting a good screen name's hard. You're right. Here comes a huge tangent. I got on this stupid game that I play, I got a great screen name. Love it. Whatever. I let my son play the game and he went in there and changed my screen name.
Oh, you don't change anything in someone else's.
Right. But this particular game, I didn't know the rules, but I went back in to change it back. I'm like, idiot, I didn't want it to be this. And this particular game is like, sorry, we only allow you one screen name change ever. So if I want to go back to my old screen name, I lose
everything.
All the progress I've done. I know, we're supposed to be talking about micro-cheating. Everybody's like, tell me about micro-cheating.
Nah, pull it out. This is more important.
My screen name was Slacks. Like, and he stole it from me, and now it's like Modor or something from Lord of the Rings, and I'm like so mad.
Why would
I don't know?
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. So anyway, now my screen name on Tinder is Modor. I don't have a Tinder account. Stop. I'm not micro cheating.
Your son's got an account called Modor now.
Next, not deleting dating apps from your phone, even if they're not active. They got to just get. If you're in a relationship and you don't want to be perceived as micro-cheating, there shouldn't be anything about dating. You can't have a profile. You can't have the apps. You got
to
be...
Get rid of the icons out of your phone because those are easy to put back on.
Okay. You got to just nuke it all.
Okay.
Next step is you got to change your relationship status on social media. It says pretending to be single on social media. And we have friends who still, they don't... like. You can't tell they have a girlfriend. I was like, I know your girlfriend. Why doesn't it say
because
you have a girlfriend on Insta? Like...
She's not powerful enough to make him, because any girl can make him change all that crap.
A lot of guys are just like, I don't post that much, so I haven't posted in a while. It's like,
well, then get rid of the page.
Right. Or at least take a picture of the two of us and make that your profile picture.
Yeah.
Ooh, if you're pretending to be single on social, you're micro-cheating. Not introducing you to family and friends is a micro-cheater.
What happens if you're trying to protect her from your family?
You would have to explain that. It's like, okay, it's not you.
it's them.
Like, I had an ex who protected me from that for a while.
But you would still think, what's going on
there? It does it's like, that sounds like a cop-out.
Yeah.
Constantly poring over a celebrity's Instagram page is micro-cheating. I've been in a relationship like that.
Wait. Oh, so they were a fan of an actor and they would...
But if they just don't stop.
Like, meaning all the time?
Yeah, it's just like, you're just scrolling through. Oh my God, now look, he's in Cannes. Oh, look at him. Oh, now he's at this film fest. Ooh, look, now he's... It's like...
Who is the celeb that you had to go up against in that?
Harry Styles.
Okay.
Yeah, it was rough.
You were losing out
to Harry Styles. Hard.
Okay. Hard.
Yeah, it was bad. we were in the throes of relations and I'd have to hold her phone.
Yeah.
No, that didn't happen.
You have to have your hair
yes,
like
this. Yes, I'm like, hold on, I'll put the wig on.
Wow.
Liking posts or sending DMs to attractive people. Not even people, like you're just like,
wait, people
nice
that,
workout, like you can't. That's micro cheating.
People that I think are attractive or that she thinks
you're a micro cheater, Steve. Fortunately, you don't have a relationship, you are a constant, you're like, I walk by you on Facebook and it's like a different fitness model every time I walk by and you're just like, nice abs, your glutes are on point.
I'm getting dietary tips from the healthy people.
Yeah. Why don't you go to guys' pages?
No, I'm looking at their food.
Yeah. Show of hands on the text line. Who believes Steve?
That would be,
I don't see any hands. Yeah. Okay. Exchanging flirtatious looks with strangers. That's flat out you're at a restaurant, whatever. Like, where?
I need an example of a flirtatious
look.
I want to see it a flirtatious.
Brother, if I throw you my flirtatious look, this break is over. You're going to be jumping over all these TV monitors.
How it goes. Okay.
Throwing stuff at me. I think, you're at a restaurant.
How about if I'm by myself?
Period. That's micro cheating, man. Just don't. But you got to stop. Being caught somewhere that you said you weren't. Social media will get you busted. Oh my God, I got to go help my grandma rake some leaves. And then there you are out in front of Linger. It's like, dude, nice going, idiot.
With my rake in front of Linger.
Oh, Grandnanny wanted a cocktail. Any contact with an ex on social media.
How about if you were tight with their parents and she's letting you know that they're dying.
Look at you. As soon as the reason you're a micro cheater is examples like, hold on, but what if in this very specific, like you want constant avenues out of any sort of.
I just want to clarify the parameters so I don't go outside.
And how about you stop contacting my ex on social media?
I don't contact.
I know. You just stalk.
To make sure her parents are okay.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Having a work wife or a work husband.
Now that's not our fault. If
they're the gender you're attracted to, though, like you and I are work husbands, but that's okay. I'm not going to.
It's an arranged marriage. It's not our fault.
Right.
Right.
But if all of a sudden I'm like hanging out with Amber, like too much in a work wife sort of relationship, that's where it gets a little janky.
Can I ask you something about Amber?
Yeah.
When she came aboard, did your wife ever voice any reservations?
Do you know what's weird is that Amber and my wife like got together at one of our ski houses and like got to talk and like they love each other. They're awesome.
Oh, so
yeah, it's totally
okay.
Yeah.
So you know how wives can get a little
but nothing like that.
Because I had to go through that a little bit.
You did?
Yes.
Because it's like, she's hot, isn't she? Oh my God, she's all little. She's beautiful, isn't she? She's young. It's like, yeah, no.
Yeah,
she's our that's our sister, for Christ's
right.
sake. You and I are more like brothers than anything. And that's somebody else sitting in this room with us. That's a sister. Despite the influx of adult materials that are of that nature, I'm not down with the sister love.
Amen.
A couple more here and then we're done. Seeing special friends without you. If like they have like happy hours with their work wife or whatever, or they have friends where it's like, that's micro cheating.
But they'll invite me?
No.
As long as they invite me.
It's without you. It's fully without. Oh, I knew you didn't want to come out. And me and Tad went to Linger.
Well, I can see once maybe that happening, but if it's a regular thing, then yeah.
The last one, and this is a big one.
Because this is what you're doing?
I'm not doing it. I don't do it. Okay. So far, I'm pretty much none of these. Listing someone in your phone or in your contacts by a fake.
There it is.
Name.
That is, to me, that's huge.
That's when you're doing something and you go, I need to hide this. If you're hiding anything, that means you know it's wrong and you shouldn't be doing this.
Boom.
Show of hands. Who thinks Steve is any of the things that he said?
Maybe just partially some.
And two, how many of you now know that you're a micro?
There it
shooter?
Is.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.